This is News Director Larissa Donovan. As we are counting down the days till Election Day on Tuesday, November 8th, I am inviting all of our primary victors in for a second round of interviews. Joining me today, he's one of the primary victors for the Beltrami County Sheriff's Race. Welcome to our studios, Jason Riggs.
Thank you for having me, Larissa.
Well, I'm just so glad we could get together and do this. We're just days away. What are you feeling as we get to the election? You won the primary election quite handily, as I recall.
You know, that was actually a surprise that I was not expecting. And when it happened, I was like, wow. But I didn't take that as this is a lock, stock, and barrel deal because—
Primaries are weird.
They're weird, and you have about a third of the voters show up at the primary this time, and so there's two-thirds of the voters that didn't show up, and I'm like, I still got to press hard, so that's what I've been doing.
So as you've been going out and about in the community, visiting with voters, what are you hearing? What are they concerned about as it comes to law enforcement in our county?
You know, the elderly, which is a lot of people that are actually home and who I've been talking to, one of their concerns is they just don't have a good grasp on what's going on in the community. They're not technologically savvy necessarily, and they don't have social media, Instagram, Facebook.
I hope they have radios.
They do. But I think that's where they're getting the primary bulk of their information. But, they'd like to be more informed, and I could see that.
Yeah, especially with our local newspaper going down to two publications a week.
Yes, and I think that's where the major complaint was in fact that. The younger group, everyone's asking, what can we do about the drug problem that we have in the community? Drugs and alcohol, violent crime kind of spiking a little bit. That's primarily some of the stuff that I've been hearing in the community.
And what are some of your ideas about how to address these issues?
As far as the, letting the public know, maybe having more interaction with the public as the elected sheriff, maybe hosting some meetings regarding those things. I would like to see our deputies out in the community and at community events and at town hall meetings, at council meetings, and just kind of keeping people on track with what's going on in their community, and then having them having an individual voice with the deputy that's happens to be there at that time. Seeing somebody is actually very beneficial. As far as the crimes go in our community, presence is a lot of it. Getting to the root cause is also a lot of it, and we're really striving hard right now in our correctional facility to bring to light some of the reasons that people do what they do to obtain their needs, their desires for drugs and alcohol, and drugs fuel a lot of crime in this community, and that has a subsequent has a predecessor. Property crimes are what fuel our drug crimes, because I recently talked about this at forums where we've had the task force was conducting a debrief on somebody, and I happened to sit down with it, and the person admitted to having a $400 a day methamphetamine habit. $400 a day. I can't afford a $400 a month hobby, let alone a $400 a day habit. So how are people coming up with $400 a day? Well, they're burglarizing residents, they're stealing, and unfortunately they're selling themselves for some of these things. And that's unfortunate. And drugs themselves are probably being utilized to dull pain, dull physical and emotional pain. So people are self-medicating to mask whatever it is that they're going through.
And we hear it a lot that trauma is the ultimate gateway drug into substance abuse disorders. And I just want to talk a little bit more about, we've talked a little bit about violence in our communities. You and I were both at a Red Lake Forum earlier this week. And we heard a little bit from the youth council there that, violence in the schools is a big issue. What can the sheriff's office do to face some of these issues head on? Do we need more police in schools, or do we need more connection with our students?
I think it's a little of both, actually. And I'll speak specifically for the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office. I've worked here now for coming up on 19 years. and even prior to that, working for the Black Duck Police Department, I've always noticed that we've always been asked to do more with less. And what we operate typically is a, what we call a minimum staffing requirement, and that's just to get us through the day-to-day calls for service. That doesn't offer a lot of community involvement. And when we do, it's usually on overtime, or it's we're asking people to come in volunteer time. And obviously that's going to come with, you know, certain kinds of expectations. And but when you can only tap that so much, and people just get burnt out because, you know, we're covering a lot of roles. We're helping the jail cover our some of our inmates that are out of the facility and at the hospital for guard duty. You know, we've had a number of things over the last few years where we've been called out to assist other agencies with, you know, their emergencies and their crises. And, you know, when you get so far, you start running out of that pool of people that are willing to come in on a regular basis and continuing to help. And it's not that they don't want to, it's just that they're gassed. And one thing that I've always said is I always value people's time, because you learn really quickly that time is the one thing that we can't get back. And when you are in that position of asking, you're the one that's taking away that time if they're bidding, or if they're coming forward and offering that service. So I think, you know, if we really, we would need probably about an additional four licensed officers in our agency, a couple of them being investigators and a couple more being patrol field operations. You know, the young lady up at Red Lake, up in Redby that day, she was passionate. She was phenomenal. And we need more youth like that to be that passionate and phenomenal. School board members up there, if I could have voted for a couple of those school board members up there, I certainly would have, because Chris, he was super passionate. And I walked up to him and told him at the end of it, I says, man, I wish everybody that was wanting to get into service to the community was like you, because I can see it in your heart that that's what you want to do. And ultimately, that's what I want. You know, I want the best for our community. I want, you know, this is a nonpartisan position, and we need to put politics aside to make our Beltrami County better. And, you know, we share some of the same people as Red Lake, which is a, you know, closed reservation. We share people from Cass, Itasca, Hubbard. You know, people conduct business in Beltrami County, City of Bemidji. And I think that, you know, as a whole, if we work together better, we can accomplish a lot more than trying to do it on our own. And law enforcement's no stranger to that.
Right, and I see it on the blotters every day that when people don't know who to call or what to do, they call you guys. What do you think can be done about, you know, bringing in some more partners to help with some more of this community policing area of service?
Yeah, touching base on that, you know, tribal governments, obviously, special interest groups. The United Way in our community is so strong. Our people at the United Way here in Bemidji are just phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about them. And bringing them on board with some of those things, the Hope House, the House of the Wolf Center, you know, some of those places that have vested interest in our community, we all need to come together to try to solve these problems. Law enforcement is kind of the tail end of society's catch-all. And that's unfortunate because, I mean, yes, we have to deal with, you know, criminality and incarceration, unfortunately. But I think, you know, we're not the educators and the problem solvers, but we would love to be invited to the table and discuss some of these things, because I myself am not going to be able to come up with every solution to a problem. But when we discuss a round table of what can be done, I just came from a meeting where we were talking about youth, like the youth coalition in our community, and prosecution and things of that nature. And it's a multi-angle approach to what can we do to make that better. You know, and so that's just some things.
So going forward, where do you think the culture is within the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office? Do you think it could stand for improvement, or do you think we're heading in the right direction as far as it comes to, you know, retention, recruiting, you know, good, positive work environment, things like that?
Yeah. You know, I think heading into Sheriff Beitel's, you know, first year of his term, we were sitting pretty good. And then, unfortunately, you know, we have the George Floyd incident, we have COVID. And, you know, I look at back at those two incidents that occurred in our country, And I would not have wanted to have been in his position for that. That was extremely difficult. I know a lot of people questioned, especially younger people that are just getting into law enforcement, is this something I really want to do? You know, in COVID, we kind of said, stay away from everybody, which is unheard of. You know, we're meant to be together. And, you know, we were telling our own people, stay apart, you know, as best as that you can. If you have to show up on calls together, social distance. That's not what we're, the human being is designed to do. And so it was very difficult. And I think that played a lot on people's psyches. And so I think, you know, coming out of the pandemic, getting more of a foothold after justice was served, you know, at the end of the Derek Chauvin trial, I'm hoping that we can get back to a level of where we're seeing more applicants. That's kind of a national trend right now, as we've seen a lot less applicants for law enforcement. So I think if we continue to maintain that and continue to strive for better, I think that's what we're going to see. We hate being the sum of poor decisions in other places. You know, we have a job, unfortunately, that's what it carries. You know, when one bad law enforcement officer does something, we tend to see a ripple effect throughout the country. And unfortunately, we saw this around the world. We had, you know, mass protests and riots in London, in France, you know, so.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see such a large protest right here in Bemidji. Usually, there might be 50, maybe 100 people that show up, but I was thinking it was closer to 1,000 in May 2020 when we experienced that here locally. So going back to partnerships, sorry to jump around like this. It's just my brain. But partnerships, the Leech Lake Band is looking at, you know, changing the jurisdictional authority of their police department. Where do you stand on that issue?
Yeah, so, you know, I've had some conversations with Chief Kenneth Washington about that. And, you know, they're kind of in the same situation that we're in right now. We're in a little better situation as we've hired on some folks. But, you know, at one time they were down to 50% staffing as well. And ultimately we have to look at what is best for Beltrami County residents, you know. And one thing that the state of Minnesota is great for doing is just saying, ta-da, here you go. You get what you get. And now we're kind of left to pick up the pieces. And what I don't want is a lapse in service. And so I think what's important is that we are communicating through this process. You know, and if that takes, if the state of Minnesota, we've seen that down in Mille Lacs, that happened. And I've heard, I don't know specifically, but I've heard that those two jurisdictions aren't necessarily getting along the greatest. And
that's what I've been reading too.
Yeah, and I don't want that to be the case. You know, we have a good working relationship with Leech Lake. I want to continue to maintain that. And I think by having the dialogue up front and discussing, you know, if this does happen, what can we do to ensure that public safety is not interrupted? And I think that's the best thing that we can do right now, is to continue to have those talks, come to some understandings. And when the state of Minnesota says it's time for this to happen, we're already prepared for it.
So another partnership that the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office works with is with the Sovereign Nation of Red Lake and their Tribal Police Department. Do you think communication between the two entities is good? And if not, what would you like to do to improve?
You know, over the years, and I'm going back 20 some years now, we used to meet with the chief law enforcement officers. And at the time, I was in Black Duck, and Keith Winger was our sheriff. And we would meet with Leech Lake, Red Lake, Bemidji, Black Duck, and the county together quarterly. And we would move around the county, and we would have discussions. And I thought communication was great between the chief law enforcement officers. And then we kind of went into a lull with, you know, and I don't know, I can't say what the cause was of that was, but we just kind of did. And, you know, I would always say that communication can always be improved. And I will tell you, for the first time yesterday, we actually communicated directly with the Red Lake Police Department on a state channel we call LTAC 1. They had an incident on the reservation. They were switched over to LTAC 1. We were able to switch to LTAC 1 and actually have direct communication on a crisis and have that person-to-person contact. Whereas before, if we had some of these things, we have one dispatcher talking to our dispatcher on a cell phone or on a landline. And so it's radio to cell phone, cell phone to cell phone, cell phone to radio. And you're talking 30 seconds of lag time there.
Right. And, you know, as you like, you know, the, like the game of telephone, things can get mixed up when you're switching things around like that.
Absolutely. So that was, we were like, wow, this is great, you know. So that was something to behold there. And, you know, we hope that that relationship continues to get a lot better. You know, recently Red Lake has relieved their current public safety director. And I don't know the circumstances behind that, but I'm looking forward to, you know, whoever their next public safety director is, having, you know, that contact with them and trying to maintain those relationships. But our local law enforcement entities fairly get along well.
Well, you guys are in the same building. I'd hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. And with Red Lake, you know, we're not in the same building with them, but, you know, when we have a crisis, you know, we've had search and rescues, we've had armed standoffs. We always work together good in a crisis. The goal would be, let's work together for the betterment of the community when it's not a crisis. Let's just make things that much better, you know?
Well, Jason, is there anything else about you or your campaign that you wanted to be sure to touch on before I let you go today?
I just want to thank the citizens of Beltrami County. I want to thank Jarrett Walton. He's been a great, great partner, great man. We've had a good working relationship through this whole thing. It's actually brought us closer together. And I think that any way you look at this, Beltrami County is in a win-win position. So I just want to say that.
Well, that's amazing, because I never would have thought that in order to become best friends with someone, you should run against each other in a campaign.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Jason Riggs, candidate to be the next Beltrami County Sheriff.